We'll be reading select excerpts from the sources on the topic of Hanukkah.
Yes, you already know, and we spoke about this a few times. In the nation of Israel, there's no holidays. Rather, all the holidays are signs on the spiritual path till the end of correction. That over the course of the year, we're going over those same signs till the end of correction. And thus, what occurs to us, that like we spoke with you, right, about Rosh Hashanah, the New Year, and Yom Kippur, these are things that we, like we enter a new year, how we check ourselves, how we enter, clean ourselves from klipot, and begin to rise, and then the first ascent, right, begins. The new year begins in September, and then December comes, and we reach a holiday called Chanukah. Chanukah in Hebrew is from the word like parking, a stop. And then what do we attain? We attain an ascent from Malchut to Bina. And after Bina, we, in ascent, we go to Sofma and Keter, and that's already Purim. And so that's how we understand the holidays of Israel, that they're not holidays that relate to what's happening with this nation in somewhat. Although historically it did happen, but what's important to us is that they're revealing degrees, states that we are going through them. With all the signs of this world, it's good, but for us it's important, not as corporeal or historical signs, right, of when it happened and what happened, rather specifically the ascent from Malchut to Bina. This is the period that we pass from Rosh Hashanah till Chanukah. And this period that we pass from Chanukah till Purim is the period that we go from Bina to Keter. Actually, end of correction. So, let's read and scrutinize these matters on the way. Short and brief to the point, so we won't get confused and we won't understand correctly what's happening. Of course, the masses don't understand this so much. The nation deals with their customs, traditions, lighting candles, all sorts of such things. But we're talking only about the spiritual ascent. Oh, I see somebody already lit a candle there. We're lighting points in the heart, and we want our heart to truly be lit from the correct light of candle. Let's go.
The first excerpt from Rabash. Chanukah is the work of correction of creation, which is in order to obtain the vessels of bestowal, with which we can then achieve the purpose of creation. We can call this spirituality because we do not want to do anything for ourselves, but only for the sake of the Creator.
Again,
our first excerpt. Chanukah is the work of correction of creation, which is in order to obtain the vessels of bestowal, with which we can achieve the purpose of creation. We can call this spirituality because we do not want to do anything for ourselves, but only for the Creator.
No questions, meaning everything is understood? All right, let's keep going.
Second excerpt.
Meaning, we're celebrating this parking, right? Chanukah is from that word. That we're attaining the halfway along the path till the end of correction. The midway. From the beginning of the year till Chanukah is midway, half the way, and from Chanukah till Purim is the other half. Purim is the end of correction. That will be in another 2 months. Let's go.
Our second excerpt from Rabash. The matter of Chanukah, this is the meaning of chanu, parked, where the parking was not because of wholeness, meaning an illuminating mirror, rather the parking was a matter of ko, here, meaning incomplete, which is a mirror that does not illuminate.
Because
the vessels are still vessels of wholeness. They can't receive upper light from above.
In other words, the war of the inclination is still not over, but we have to come to the real completeness. This is the meaning of chanu ko, parking as in ko, meaning receiving the upper bestowal, so that they will have more force to go forward in the war of the inclination.
Meaning, in sum total, in order to reach the end of correction, we need to go through the first half of the path, from the will to receive to acquire force of bestowal, that's called the force of Bina, and that's till Chanukah, that we make this parking here, a stop, and then from this state to go on to the second half of the path, which is called reaching Purim. So we have from the new year till Chanukah, and from Chanukah till Purim, these two parts in which we need to go through and thus reach the end of correction. All right, wait, Gilad. Ita 3.
Grazie, Rav. Buongiorno.
Thank you, Rav. Hello.
Hanukkah è relazionato allo stato del risveglio del punto del cuore?
Is Hanukkah connected to the state of awakening of the point in the heart?
Of course we do it along the path. Otherwise, how do we reach from Malchut to Bina? By this that the upper light awakens us. Yes. Florida.
Yes, Rav. Hanukkah is a state of celebration. We're celebrating. Is it good? Is it healthy to stay in a state of celebration?
Yes, and it's a parking. That's why it's temporary. It's a week. In sum total, a week long of this. And then we continue in corrections to Tilpurim. Till Hanukkah, it's corrections in to bestow, or to bestow or the intention to bestow. And from Hanukkah till Purim, it's corrections already in receiving on the intention to bestow. Okay. PT 4.
The difference between bestowing in order to bestow and receiving in order to bestow, do we learn that somewhere along the way, or do we continue the same work?
We learn it along the way, on ourselves as well. Women Darom, South.
Thank you very much, Rav. So, in fact, why is there a stop or a break between in order to bestow, in order to receive?
Because they're different vessels, different style of work.
This break, this parking, what do we stop?
We start to work only with the force of Bina, and we need to start working with the force of Malchut combined with Bina.
What do we do in this break time?
In this break, we make a preparation for reception and the intention to bestow, to work with the Malchut in connection with Bina.
Woman Mach 28.
Woman Mach 28.
Здравствуйте, Раф.
Hello, Rav.
Hello,
everyone. A question of a friend. We pray in the 10 for the whole world kli. Is the world kli in connection with the Creator even though it doesn't feel it? So the question is, how can we be in connection with the Creator and not feel it?
We are still in the time of preparation, and although we are in connection with the Creator, we ourselves don't feel it. It's like little kids or a baby that doesn't feel who is taking care of him, who is worrying about him, what they're doing for him. But he is in connection with the parents, and the parents are in connection with him. And he just doesn't grasp it so much. It's a matter of age. That's how we are as well. There are states that we don't yet attain, don't yet feel what the Creator is doing for us. But we are in the work and we are in connection with Him. And specifically in such states of smallness, we can give Him a lot of contentment. PT 7.
This war of the inclination.
Can you hear the first half?
What is the war?
A war is a struggle. Who's going to win? That we are in a war against our will to receive on the intention to receive that is corrupted after the sin of Adam HaRishon, and we need to bring it to a state of the intention to bestow. To invert it.
And how do we war? How do we battle? How is that expressed? Rav, about the battle we talked about in the beginning of the lesson, that it's in the matter of the war of the mind and of the heart.
PT 4.
PT 4.
How do the interactions of Chanukah, how are they expressed in our work in the 10?
You can hear what's written here and try to understand on your own.
Let's go. Excerpt number 3. We say in the song, Mighty Rock of My Salvation, weeks have gathered over me, then in the days of the Chashmonaim, and broke the walls of my tower. Greeks are those people who go within reason, meaning who cannot do anything if it is against reason. At that time, there was the governance of the Greeks, meaning this dominion governed over the people of Israel. This authority is called the wicked kingship of Greece, whose role was to make them forget your Torah and move them from the laws of your will.
Meaning if a person's walking on this path and wants more and more to attain vessels of bestowal, then he enters a period in which he feels that he has desires and thoughts that are against this advancement on the path. And those that are against his desires and thoughts are called the Greek. Why are they the Greek? The Yevanim, the Greek, they symbolize for us the logic, the science, the wisdom, just like it was thousands of years ago in ancient times. And therefore, here a person needs to differentiate between that which his mind overcomes and him, his heart overcomes in order to show it to him according to his intellect and his, and this world. Or on the contrary, he needs to rise above it to the force of faith above reason and thus come to a state of Chanukah in which the light of faith will illuminate for him. This is what the light of the Chanukiah of Chanukah symbolizes for us.
That is, the governance is to go specifically within reason. This is what causes the breaching of the wall that guards the tower.
Yes. Wait, where are you?
That was excerpt 3.
Ah, נכון.
All right. Yes. Well, we have.
Рав, а вот вы говорите, что мы как бы уже находимся, да, в этой связи с Творцом.
Рав, you say that we are already in this connection with the Creator, but like little kids, we don't feel the concern, the care. But of course, the parents surround the child with love from all sides, but we only feel the Creator as a source of blows.
Because you're not a baby yet. You're not a baby. Because if you were a baby, you would somewhat be connected to the Creator. We're not babies yet. We have yet to be born. But we talk this way seemingly as if we have a connection, but we have no connection. The connection could be if there's contact of this in that, that there are qualities, desires, understandings, at least somewhat, that are similar to one another. And we don't have that. We don't. That's a problem. Hence, try as much as possible to come to a state in which you nullify before the Creator, and then you will have connection. That's the condition for the initial connection, the annulment.
So, meaning, if I already have some connection with the Creator, then I already feel it that only love comes from Him, pure love, and I wouldn't feel it as blows?
That's also a question, because you want to feel it in your egoistic vessels. That's why you won't feel the Creator. You will feel in your will to receive that you have some corporeal pleasure, only egoistic. That's not connection with the Creator. That's not connection with the Creator. Okay. Next, Gilad.
Excerpt number 4. The matter of the Greeks is that we must go only within reason, in both mind and heart. Naturally, when Israel wanted to go above reason and not consider what the outer mind necessitates, they could not. This is called the war against the Greeks. This is when the real work begins. Namely, that the people of Israel wanted to mount the track that leads to dvekut, adhesion, with the Creator. This path is called faith above reason. The Greeks wanted to control the body so it will not relinquish anything unless the reason agrees to it.
Yes, I just want to ask those people that are sitting there on our broadcast, why do I see in the upper half of the board only men from Israel? PT 4, PT 22, PT 4, PT 35. Why PT? What's going on here? Aren't there other groups in the world?
Oh,
we have Ita, we have others, we have Moscow, Czechoslovak. Why PT? I don't want to see PT, these PTs. It's really disgusting. Where are we? Next?
We're reading 4.
Please, 5.
Excerpt 5. We say in the song, Mighty Rock of My Salvation, Greeks have gathered around me and have broken the walls of my towers and defiled all the oils. Chomat, walls of, has the letters of Chotam, seal, and Tchum, an area, or a zone. My towers is the tower full of good abundance. The wall concerns keeping foreigners from entering the city and robbing its good.
Because we're going to acquire the degree of Bina. Bina is a very weak force. a weak degree. It's a weak force. It doesn't have force. The forces are in Malchut and Keter, but Bina is in the middle. It doesn't have this or that. That's why the holiday itself of Hanukkah is a holiday of light. We light candles. Yes? Therefore, we need to understand that to acquire the degree of Bina is a delicate matter and demands a very delicate approach.
It is likewise here. In order to avoid entrance of foreign thoughts and uninvited desires, we must make a wall by which we keep from the outer ones. This wall is called faith. For only by faith can one be saved from all of the above. This is called zone. For thus far, the outer ones can approach, but when they see that the person did not go outside the wall, they return to their place. This is so because faith is specifically above reason, and the domination of the Sitra Achra, the other side, is specifically within the reason of the outer mind. Thus, it has no connection or contact with a person.
Meaning, in short, if we go forward straight and don't pay attention to any of the disturbances, then we are saved from the klipot and reach the goal. That's the actual summary of this excerpt. We don't have questions other than internet. That's just later. Six.
Excerpt six. It is known that the candles cannot burn until three conditions are met. One, the candle, which is the vessel in which the oil is placed. Two, the oil. Three, the wick.
Okay, let's move to seven.
What is a miracle at all? It is known that something natural is not regarded as a miracle, but what is above nature? This is considered a miracle. Natural means something that man cannot, that the man can do alone. This is called natural. But what man cannot do is already regarded as above nature.
Anything that we're capable of doing is called in nature. Anything that we're not capable in any way, and we need the help of the Creator, is called above nature. This is actually something that we see in each and every degree, where we have part of nature and part that is above nature.
Hi, Rav. Can you please clarify how faith is built so that it becomes a wall protecting that state we attain in the group?
Repeat, please.
Can you please clarify how faith is built so that it becomes a wall protecting the state we attain within the group?
Because this is a force that comes to us from the Creator, the force of bestowal. And its source, the source of this power is the Creator. Therefore, when this force comes to a person, it wraps him and protects him.
So how can the ten build this state of this force or attain it?
Repeat, please.
How can the ten build this force or attain the force?
Only by being worthy of it, by trying to connect between them. to the extent in which they come closer to one another, they create a deficiency for connection. And then according to that deficiency, they receive from above a force that connects them called the force of bestowal, the force of mutual bestowal. That initial connection that they reach, the correct, true one, is called the first parking, Chanukah. And then after that, connections in additional overcoming towards the end of correction, which is called Purim.
Rav, can I ask okay. A further question? The states that we go through, sometimes it's quite heavy. How can we protect our 10 from the states that the individual friend is going through?
Only through connection between us. First of all, to understand that all these disturbances come from the Creator, and we must attribute these states to the Creator, all the disturbances, that there's none else besides Him. And together with that, we need to ask Him not to get rid of those disturbances, but rather to give us the ability to rise above them. Remember that. Not to get rid of our disturbances or erase them, but rather for us to rise above them, as every single disturbance will be like a step or a degree that I rise above. And then, through such actions, we will succeed eventually. Believe me, it is possible, and it is all ahead of us. Yes?
Hala, Gilad.
Next, Gilad.
Chanukah haya nes ruchani.
Excerpt 8. Chanukah was a spiritual miracle. And in spirituality, we must ask, what? Or we do not feel the miracle. This is why they said, what is Chanukah? So that each one will ask about the miracle of spirituality. Meaning, so as to first know the meaning of spiritual exile, and then be able to be granted spiritual redemption. And because of it, we should divulge it publicly to make everyone interested. Otherwise, we do not feel the exile or the redemption.
Ken.
Yes.
No.
Well, I don't see that there are questions there. In Moscow 18, it's not a question about what we read now. No. Next,
excerpt 9. We should interpret, you delivered mighty into the hands of the weak, meaning the strong thoughts and the strong desires of the Greeks in a person, into the hands of the Israel in a person, who are weak in thoughts and are not skillful. They do not have the strong desire and the ability to overcome the desires of the nations of the world in a person.
Because all the egoistic desires are called desires of the nations of the world, which are in each and every one of us. And one small desire is in revelation or in concealment in each of us, which is called the desire aimed to the Creator, because we're from Him, all of us. So there are those that this desire is more disclosed, and then those that it's more hidden, and it's not revealed. And therefore, we need, through dissemination and overcoming between us and connection between us, to awaken this desire for correction, to return to that corrected state so that we will all be connected in one system. And I really hope that we're on the way there and we're advancing. We can see, according to today's state, the extent in which the states of the world are more and more alerting and concerning, and humanity will have no possibility of eluding the problems that are beginning to concentrate around us. Only the understanding that connection is our salvation, that through the connection between us, we draw the upper force. And in the lack of connection between us, we reject the upper force. And altogether, this is what we depend upon, in either bringing the upper light closer that has everything, or in distancing it. And this is our whole good fate depends upon, whether it will be. For the time being, we're approximating states that are unpleasant. Let's hope that what we are thinking and what we're disseminating will help us and all of humanity to understand that our situation demands correction. That's it. You read 9?
There's one more sentence. And yet.
Okay. And yet, you delivered these mighty ones into the hands of the weak. That's how we say to the Creator that this miracle took place. And this is called a miracle because it is not natural that a person will be able to overcome them. We cannot truly overcome any problem, any difficulty, any obstacle along the way, anything. From where do I, where some desire is being revealed in me, even the smallest egoistic one, from where do I have the strength to jump over it, to overcome it, to defeat it? It's only a fool that could think that he can beat or triumph over his ego. Only a fool. We can't. To start with, we are very, very weak. Each of us has zero strength. Why? Because this compels us to turn to the Creator, where we will receive everything. This is called, the Lord will complete for me. I need to begin the war and to turn to the Creator so that the Creator will battle and win. He's the king and the war hero, and not me. I just need to ask. If we don't forget about that, then we suddenly see that our path is easy and it can be very fast and very joyous. Really, just ask every turn in the road. Don't lose contact with the Creator, with the friends, to the Creator, and you'll succeed every step along the way. What are we missing? Therefore comes excerpt 10.
Excerpt 10. It says, to praise you is a delight. Meaning we thank and praise you for the good we have received from you. It is as our sages said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. The reason is, the one who believes that the Creator is merciful and gracious and that he desires to do good to the creations has room for prayer. This is why we must first establish the praise of the Creator. Meaning, a person himself should establish praise of the Creator. This does not mean that the Creator should see that the person is praising him, since the Creator doesn't need people. Rather, the person himself should see the praise of the Creator. And then he can ask him to help him, since his conduct is to do good to his creations.
In short, turn to the Creator every step along the way with every single problem, if you want your request to reach him, the upper force, then we need to understand that the Creator is the degree of Bina. And Bina is the force of bestowal, and we therefore need to rise from Malchut, from our force of reception altogether, to raise our prayer to the force of Bina. If we ask together, there is no reason why the Creator won't answer us. That's clear, yes? Wonderful. And now we are going to info.
Hello, great Havarim. We've just heard from the Rav, connection is our salvation. And if we ask together, there's no reason why the Creator won't answer us. Congress is coming and preparations have begun. We're always in preparations, but now it's time for us to organize ourselves. And it's up to us to create the importance and the connection points. Preparation is everything. And with each Congress, we've felt the effects of our preparations together. This will be my fourth virtual Congress preparation. And when I first joined the preparation teams, it was a small team. But with each Congress, more friends have been added and more importance has been added. And it has been one of the most beautiful experiences of my life to be under the impression of such great, great friends. From the Unity event we've recently just had, we felt the effects of our unity to be as one world Kli. We saw the shoulders on whose, the people on whose shoulders we stand, the faith, the belief of what's been built for us. And me, a little new boy that entered B'nai Baruch 2 years ago, to be enveloped and absorbed into this team is really something special. And so it's my task today to stand before you and invite you also to join us. If we could go to the slide, please. So a slide will be coming up. We are One World Kli, and we are looking for friends to join us in Congress duties and for our roles in the preparations. We are looking for communicators, people to join us in communication teams, translators, people who can organize emails. We are looking for organizers to gather tasks and assignments, creative people for the Gifts of Love project, to be able to storytell and create media and content, to be able to gather and ignite each other's hearts, and speakers. I stand before you, a very introverted person by nature. My heart is pumping through my chest. So if there's any speakers out there, please come and join us. But in general, it's just support. This preparation is ours. We are here because we hear from the Rav. We have a role. We have a role to unite with each other. And that role is to build a bridge from the world to the Kabbalists who've set up the structure for us to rise together with. And even if it's just to support our Friday meetings after the morning lessons, for friends to come, you might be afraid or you might not know where you fit in, but come, just show up. The Creator will organize us. We might not know how to organize ourselves yet, but by being together, there is a unique spark that each one of us holds. And come and join the team. One of those great lights in my life is my brother Kors, whose passion and fire ignites every meeting. Over to you, Kors.
Well, Brother Bradley, thank you very much. It's so warm introduction you've been giving. And I can imagine with these words that everybody wants to come to this Congress, because this is going to be a huge preparation. And not we are going to do it. It's not the two of us. It's all the world Kli. We want everybody to participate in it and raise the importance. And we all do it for each other. So what we're doing is calling actually for duties, friends who would really have the desire, let's say, the yearning to want to participate and are really truly devoted through the heart of wanting to make this great Congress all together. So we have some teams, some preparation teams, and also, let's say, teams within the Congress. So It's our food teams. We're going to have our food teams after the morning lesson. So we're asking for friends, for tens to come. There will be five meetings. The first meeting will be, let's say, Thursday, coming Thursday. So I'll go into that in a minute. But it's very important, let's say, that we have teams that really want to raise this importance, the spirit, and work together to give it direction to come, let's say, to the morning lesson. So we want to do that after the morning lesson. Lesson preparations, yeah, sure, because we the morning lessons and also the lessons of the Congress, they need preparation. So we need devoted friends to want to do this. And we have to do it together. Meetings of the tens, yeah, tens have to come together. And, yeah, all this is preparation. We need friends that are devoted to want to do this together and prepare this together. The lesson activities, also meetings, many meetings there. We're calling, let's say, these are the duties. We're calling friends to truly want to come and do this together with us. Okay. Concerning the Arvu team, that's a very important one, because now Thursday, our first of the five meetings will take place. So that'll be, let's say, about 20 minutes maximum, and we'll only directly start after the summaries at the end of the morning lesson. So the morning lesson finishes, we make our summaries in our tens, and then we come to these meetings, to these Arvut meetings, every Thursday till our great Congress. And we are calling for the tens to be, you know, to really want to do this, raising the spirit and giving it direction. So please write to us in World Board Klee at gmail.com. I repeat, World Board Klee at gmail.com. If you really are desired, if you have a desire to want to participate in this and want to be in these duties, be involved. So now, so we want your reactions, please. One thing is that, and I want to say, the Congress name we already know, and we're very enthusiastic about that. It is Raising Above Ourselves. There it is in the picture. Look at that. It's a great, great. It's really with everything to do with what we're doing now in our tents, Raising Above Ourselves. And the Congress will be in January from 7 till the 9th of January. And now back to Gilad.
We'll end with a song.
Everybody here, the broken heart is clear. Has everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Now love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the dark. Now everyone is here, sharing one heart. They are voices from some distant place, and we hear them growing louder and louder each day. All around the world, around the world, all around the world, around the world. Chance for love to go around the world.
that everybody here, a broken heart is clear. How's everybody seeing what all the walls can bring? Love will be the choice, a song for each and every one.